Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Stigman covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Lee Stang. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-2 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hall. Herbert reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Herbert moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-3 in the game, with three singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herbert scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Fortnelli's covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Allison scores. 2 outs. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. 1 out. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen catches it and throws to first to double up Landis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive towards short. Hansen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Moore now pitching. Johnny Gorrell now playing shortstop. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to third for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McCraw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Bill Plyce now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Fox reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Landis moves to third. It's 12-2, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plyce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Batty moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, White Sox. Vernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty scores. Rollins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, White Sox. Don Mincher pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to third. Allen moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.